Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Under a Shady Tree with Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean. Come on in. Grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These two mountain witches are about to start their talk.
Pennsylvania, and I am at home tonight. Yay! And getting ready for a big weekend of running away from home. So really excited about that, and particularly excited that we're going to be catching up with a former guest and hopefully a new friend that we got to meet at Caldera Fest. And we're joined tonight by Ginger Doss. Hi, Ginger.
Hey, Ginger.
Hey, Terry. Hey, Robin. It's great to be with you.
It's great to have you.
I love it here under the shady tree. It feels good to be stretching out here again.
Yeah, it's always good to have you. So there are, I'm guessing, one or two guests out there in our audience that may not be completely familiar with who Ginger Doss is. So
it can't be.
It could be, I guess, you know, but if you could take just a couple of minutes, or as long as you like, actually, we've got an hour. Hey, you're the guest. But let people out there in Radio Land or blog talk Radio Land or whatever we're calling this place, let them know who you are.
I would be happy to. How far back should I go? It all started.
We got an hour, darling. Sorry, take as long as you want.
Started on a dark and stormy night a long time ago in Chicago. Yes, I was born in Chicago. And I started playing piano when I was 6 years old. I started plunking around. I was taking lessons, but I immediately started writing music. I loved to just goof off and not play what the teacher gave me, and immediately just found a love of melody, and so I would plunk around, you know, on the piano all the time, and then I'd come back to my lesson, and he'd be like, okay, so let's let's play the piece you were supposed to practice. And I'd be like, yeah, how does that go again? I was not, you know, I didn't do my homework because I was having too much fun writing, even at that age, and it never stopped. And I also, at the same time, have been always a very deeply spiritual person. And at the beginning of my spiritual journey, I was very Christian. I was raised Episcopal. And at the same time, I was very introverted, and I was kind of learning to express through music because I started so young. And as I started to reach out for more understanding, not only for who I was, and I felt like I was very different than the rest of my family, was very conservative, and I was kind of the freak of the family. But it was a good family. There was a lot of love, but I definitely was the outsider in the family unit. And so I spent more and more time just writing, and the older I got and the better I got at playing, the more writing I did. And then as I got older in high school and in college, I really started my spiritual journey. That's when, you know, I went from a pretty conservative Christian, you know, but sort of holding to the idea that God is love. That's what made the most sense to me, to diving into, I think Jesus was an alien. And then from there, it just went off. I explored and fell in love with the goddess in college. It opened my eyes to an entirely different world and spoke to my soul on such a deep, deep level. And that started a lot of reading, which started even more searching. And now I feel as though, and we've talked to Terry about this before, and Robin as well, that it's all a part of the same path. But all of these paths that we choose are sacred, and they're very real to me. The goddess is very real, and the god is very real, as well as the teachings of Buddha and so many other great teachers. And it's always been such a huge part of my life, such a strong part of who I am and the journey that I've taken. It's all gone into my music, every little bit of it. And so as I started playing out, I started to sing these songs like Four Directions and Come Down, and sure enough, the people that they were resonating with started hearing them and coming to me and saying, you know, you need to come play this festival that I know about. And I got in a band called Velvet Hammer, and some of you might know this band. And the two members, two other members of the band, Linda Millard and now Darwin Prophet, were very much in the pagan community. And so they said, you know, these songs are perfect for the pagan community. Let's see if we can, you know, share that with it. And we started to play. We started to play out at festivals. And that began my journey into connecting with the pagan world. And that was about 20 years ago. And that was the start of something so magical and so amazing and so beautiful. And so I've been playing and touring for mostly the last 10 years. I've been out and have played in different varieties. I started playing with Velvet Hammer, and then we became Dream Tribe. And Dream Tribe played a lot of pagan festivals in the south and up in the northeast. We played at Four Quarters Farms, we played a couple of Stones Rising there. And then we split up, and I got into a duo called GB Mojo that I played with Becca Kelso. And we played for about 3 years. We toured in from 2007 to about 2010. We toured all over, and We also got together during that time with S.J. Tucker and played as a trio called Traveling Fates. And Traveling Fates has played lots of times. We've played at Heartland, and we've played at, I'm drawing a blank. FOS in Tennessee at Foss. When we played at in Nashville at Trish Owens' gathering there at Puff, and we played in Florida. We did a Florida tour, so we did a lot with her during that time. That was fabulous, and it was a lot of fun. We played Heartland, I think, too, as well. And then I went solo. So I've only been solo about the last, let's see, when did I go solo? 2012. So it's been about 5 years that I've been, well, that's not right. That's not right. 2010. So 7 years. Wow. Okay. I'm trying to get all my my story straight. So, yes, 2010, I've been solo and been just loving the journey, and I still play, we still play with Traveling Fates, and I still occasionally play. I played with Becca a little bit at Caldera, and and we still do some GB Mojo shows. It's pretty rare. We did a couple of online concerts. I think the last couple of shows we did were some concert window shows. And now, touring with me is my fabulous partner in crime from way back in the Velvet Hammer day, Linda Millard, who is well known and loved in the pagan world and has some brilliant songs of her own, namely Blessed Be is a big pagan anthem, and We Do Not Die as well is a big favorite. And so when we play, she travels with me a lot. She'll be with me for the summer touring this year, and we have a fall tour that we're putting together as well on the West Coast. So that brings us to now. Does that answer all the possible questions?
Well, it definitely asks a lot of questions. And the first thing that came to my mind is you describing an Episcopalian as conservative Christian.
Yes. Well, you're right. It's not really.
I was raised Episcopalian, darling. Now, the word conservative didn't come into our vocabulary.
Well, true that. Now, where the church that I'm at, or my parents still go to, is the largest in Texas, St. Martin's Episcopal, and that's where I grew up going, which was a pretty conservative area, and they've kind of had some issues with some of the liberal stances that the Episcopal Church has taken on some things, and my family tends to be more on the more conservative side of those decisions.
So I guess that's
why it made me feel like it was coming from a conservative place. But you're right. There are others that are much more conservative and much more fundamental. Yeah. True that.
Yeah. So, all right. So you said you were born in Chicago, but now you call Texas home. So how exactly did that happen?
Well, when I was five, my dad transferred to Houston to work with a company. So my whole family went down from Chicago, which was a pretty big culture shock, to say the least. But now I feel like a Texan, and I'm sure you can probably hear it in my voice. But I've been traveling so much, and especially this last 5 years, very, very much. I only recently settled again for the years prior to this past year. I had no permanent residence at all. I would spend a lot of time in Texas, but when I was on the road, I was just gone all the time. I literally lived out of a suitcase for about 5 years. There were times when I would stay in one place for a month or so, but I would never unpack because I didn't live there. So it was the true hippie gypsy lifestyle for me. But recently I've just moved in with my beautiful girlfriend, We just celebrated our 6-year anniversary, and it's been a wonderful thing to actually feel like I have roots again.
Oh, very cool. So, yeah, I was wondering how that little transition took place there. And I could hear there was some Texas in there somewhere that didn't sound like Chicago.
That's right. Every now and then, the little Chicago accent will come out every now and then. Especially when I go back. I love Chicago so much, and I've had some great times there. We went through with Suja's Traveling Fates and played Life Force Art Center, which is a great, beautiful spiritual art gallery. If you're ever in the Chicago area, I highly recommend it. Life Force Arts. All the art hanging there is all spiritually centered, and it's just beautiful. And we've done several shows there now. And I just love the Chicago community. So many awesome people connected there in MuseCon. But I still consider myself Texas, a child of Texas.
You know,
I'm in Arkansas now. I'm in Arkansas.
Yeehaw!
I was wondering where you were.
Yes, Fayetteville, Arkansas.
And that's home now, or is that just where you are right now on tour or something?
It's home now.
Very cool.
It's a great, great little town. It's got a university, and it's the hippie pocket of Arkansas, for sure. This and Eureka Springs, which is about an hour northwest of here. Yeah.
All right. So, it's been so much has happened with us since we saw you at Caldera Fest. But what's been going on with you?
Well, let's see. I finished out my tour year after Caldera, and it was a great, awesome, busy year. And then around December, I kind of slowed down. That's usually my MO is I need a break, because I tour pretty much from April through November. And so my downtime, and sometimes I'll do a winter tour. This year I didn't, and I'm kind of glad I didn't, because I have so many other projects going on right now. So I basically took it easy in December and started just with a bang in January. I am a producer in this recording studio. I've produced all my own records, but I also produce other people, and I've been working on a couple of different album projects. I don't know if you're familiar with Renee Jansky. She is a member of a group called Big Bad Gina that was making waves and has played women's circuit. They're an all-female band, and also the Pagan Circuit as well, and had made huge waves in their career, but they just recently split up. So Renee is making her solo album, so I'm helping her produce that,
great.
And we're almost finished with that, and also working with a exciting young writer, Stephen Cougar, who's working on, we're working on a dance record, which is awesome. And I'm also beginning my new album project, which I'm really, really, really excited about, and have not had as much time as I'd like to work on it yet. But it's,
tell us about
I'm,
it.
As soon as I finish up with Renee's record, I'm going to plunge in. But it is basically, this concept was given to me in a dream, and it was so funny because I woke up and ran. My girlfriend was already awake and having coffee, and I stumbled in half asleep. I told her, I have to tell you, I've been given the new album project, because I knew I had one coming, and I was just waiting for Spirit to tell me, you know, to guide me, give me some sort of inkling about, you know, the direction And this is the first time I have not had any material. I just said, okay, I have done, because when I started my solo career, I had about 3 albums already projected that I wanted to do. And that was my first, This Cocoon, Hand and Hammer, From Love to Love. And then by the time I got my 3rd album done, I had half of my 4th album written, and all I had to do was finish that up, and that's the one I just released this past year. This one was kind of a blank slate, and I wasn't sure what I was going to do, you know, and that's the first time that's happened. And so I said, you know, give me some guidance. I really kind of want to do something special. And sure enough, in a dream, I woke up and I had it. And I had, basically, I want to write an album called Sacred Dance. And that's the concept as it was given to me in the dream. And I completely allow for that creative flow to blossom into more than that. But I want to take sacred practice, like the mandala, either sacred art or sacred movement and sacred practices, and put them to song. So I have the first song I've started working on is called Mandala, and it's going to be my musical interpretation of the mandala art and the process of creating a mandala. And from there, it's going to grow out, and I would like to do one centered around feng shui and another around probably hatha flow, another one on the labyrinth. And these ideas have been coming to me, melodies, since the idea was given to me. I have started a collection of ideas that I've been recording on my phone to preserve the ideas, because I'm starting to get rhythms, I'm starting to get melodies, it's starting to flood into my mind. And so I'm really excited, and I'll be starting on it probably in the next couple of weeks. I've already started the process, the writing process in my mind, but actually getting into the studio and actually starting to produce it. So I'm really excited. I should have, my goal is to have 3 or 4 songs ready for the tour, my summer tour. And I'll continue to develop those and keep writing on them. And I'd love to finish it. It's kind of hard when I'm on the road because I don't have my studio equipment with me when I'm on the road, so I can't work on it, but I can work on ideas and try to get different parts of it produced. So I'm really excited about it. And so that's that. I also have another whole group of acoustic piano songs that I would like to do. This is another exciting project that I haven't had time to do yet. I would love to do, and this has been in my mind for a while, an acoustic, and I've been searching out, and I've found a couple of acoustic grand pianos that I would love to do a live DVD for 42 minutes. With several different camera angles, but I want to do it as a part of a ritual, and I want to call it piano magic. And basically, it will be a grand piano in the center of a circle that I will open and set intention in and call the directions, and then sit within the circle, and there's several songs that I've already chosen to play just on acoustic piano, and it will be nonstop music. I will continue to play improv in between from one song to the other and link them all together, and I'm just going to open up, and it's going to be, each song will be a part of a journey. So that's the other big project that I'm very excited about. And
that's awesome. So it sounds like you're getting very inspired, and it's the creativity is flowing. That's very exciting, and it's so much fun to be in that place and be, you know, constantly getting new stuff. That's awesome.
It is. I feel very, very blessed. I'm also the music director at the Center for Spiritual Living, which is a science of mind church here in Fayetteville. And so I'm surrounded by some very beautiful, very connected, just a group of people that just are glowing. And it's been, they're different healers and energy workers and just some amazing souls. And so I kind of feel like being around this group of people, this beautiful group of people, and just being it at the center every week and sometimes many times a week has been a great space for me. It's been like being in a lush garden, and I feel myself growing being a part of that environment. So I feel very lucky.
Awesome.
I feel very,
cool.
Very, very blessed. Very blessed.
All right, sounds it. That sounds exciting. There sounds like there's a lot going on, and we are coming up on the break, though, and I wanted to ask you, we're planning to play a song from your not your most current album, but the one before that, from Love to Love. And there's a song that I kind of like from there, and it's called Urban Elements. And I was wondering what the story is behind that, if you could tell us.
Absolutely. I love the story of how this happened. This is when I was in the midst of my very hippie gypsy life. I was I had no home of my own. I had a small storage unit that I think by this time I had even gotten rid of that. So I had my car and a few other possessions and my studio gear was all that I really had. And I had a few boxes in different places all over the country. People were holding my dearest little boxes of souvenirs and things from childhood. But I really had nothing, and I was staying with some friends and working on that album, and I was almost finished. This was the last song I was working on, and I was literally... My friends, my dear friends in Austin, Maurice and Amber, I was staying at their house, and because they're such awesome people and they open their doors to many wayward gypsies, and they have in their driveway this conversion van that I had set up to put my studio in. And I had my computer in there, and I had run an extension cable out there, and I was working on the album. Because in the conversion van was this solid acoustics. It was perfect for vocals and was perfect for mixing. So I spent hours in their driveway in this van underneath this big spreading oak tree. They had a beautiful hill country yard. I don't know if you're familiar with Austin. So while I was sitting in the van working on the beat for this song, all of a sudden it started to rain, and I could hear the droplets on the top of the van. And you know what that sounds like, right? When you're in a van and it starts to rain, and it's such a great sound. And I was like, I just closed my eyes. I was like, because I had just started working on this song and I had just started kind of getting the beat. And I thought, the elements, they're trying to talk to me. And that's when I knew, okay, the elements want to come through in this song. And so I was listening to the water tapping on the top of the car and top of the van. And then I had the headphones on and I was listening to that groove, and I put the guitar riff on there. And then I started to sing. And this is typically how it happens for me. The music comes first and then I start to sing. And fire is the first thing that came out of my mouth. And I was like, okay. Yes, all the elements want to come out. And yet here I am in a van and I've got this good groove going. So to me, it felt like I was in an urban environment, not like out in nature where you might get inspiration from the elements. I was in a van in a driveway. So I was, and I felt like I had kind of this cool little street groove going on. And so I was like, this is kind of like an urban groove for an elemental song. So that's why I wanted to call it Urban Elements. And then I wanted to bring in modern context for revering the elements in this song. If I'm going to sing about the elements and we're going to give it a good groove, I want to talk about the way elements are inspiring to me now, which is like fire always with the fire spinners. So I had to talk about the fire spinners, and I had to talk about all the different modern contexts, and that's where the concept for my video came. And I encourage you, if you like the song, to go to my YouTube channel, just search Ginger Doss Urban Elements and watch the video, because a lot of the concepts that I'm talking about here, I tried to capture with my pictures from the road. I was at a bunch of festivals. There's some really cool fire spinning video. There's video of the big bonfire at Sirius Rising, and so it's kind of a fun, festy video to see as well. Does that answer your question, Terry?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a very cool story. I love to hear those stories. And, you know, a lot of people, they write songs and they release them. And, you know, some songs just really speak to them. And I love to hear these stories. So, well, let's not keep the listeners in suspense any longer. And this is Urban Elements by Ginger Doss. And everybody stick around. We'll be right back.
Never thirst. Water, 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 water. International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you for Virginia. Welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are Under a Shady Tree with Terry and Robin. And, of course, we're also joined by our special guest tonight, Ginger Doss. Hi, Ginger. How you doing over there?
I'm doing fabulous, Terry. It's good to be with you tonight.
It's great to have you. That was a fun song. I really enjoy that. Thank you for sharing it and sharing the story.
Absolutely. I love that story. I'm glad you asked about that one.
Yeah. So, You were talking about some projects that you're working on. Now I'm excited about the musical interpretation of visual art.
Yeah, it's I've just, the concept is just, it's just beginning to form in my mind, and what's going to happen is yet to be seen. But I imagine that within the fabric of the song will be the sacred energy of that practice. So I plan to do a lot of connecting, a lot of research, and a lot of energy work, and actively weave it into the song so that when people hear it and when they listen to it, they're invited to practice that art through movement and to call up that energy and to work that energy through the context of the song. And so I want it to be a living art, a living experience. And so I'm really excited to see how it's going to be. You know, I've just been kind of, I'm like a tiger in a cage. I'm going back and forth. I have these other projects that I need to finish, but I'm really excited about starting it, and I can't wait. And especially because not all of the songs that are going to be there I have conceived of yet. And I've been in this place before, and it's such an exciting place to be in, to watch it just unfold. And so I'll be very excited to perform these when it comes time for the tour. And I'm excited too, for sure.
It sounds very cool. And I have lately, and Robin will attest to this, I have been almost obsessive. I picked up a pen and pencil and paper lately, and I have been doodling and drawing Celtic knotwork. And almost to an obsession. But I can, if I'm sitting still, I want to be drawing. And I understand that kind of, I want to be doing this. And so it's a very cool feeling, but it kind of drives you a little bit. And
okay,
so
well,
you just gave me
another song idea.
Uh-oh.
Celtic Knot. Well, because everything yes. So I need, and this will be awesome because I'm going to use Celtic sound, and that's going to be, I'm really excited. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Terry. This is great. You
You're
saw
welcome.
It happen here. You saw it happen here
All
first.
Right.
And so next year, I would love to come back on and play my Celtic knot song,
awesome,
as a part of the sacred dance project. I think and yes, I'm going to give you a shout out. You were my inspiration.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll tell you what. I'll draw a border. I'll draw a Celtic knotwork border that you can run around the outside of the album cover with all the other art in there.
Ooh, yes. Oh, my God. Thank you. That will be fabulous. I love it. Oh, that would be cool. I could do like a Celtic knot and then a border within a border. It could be like a mandala, kind of a networking-ish thing. Oh, that's going to be cool. That's going to be so cool.
I actually see it in my head now, so this is kind of cool.
Yes, I do.
I'm wondering if I'm seeing the same thing you are.
You know, this is cool. I'm going to have to let you work on that because, definitely that I can see it too. And you know when you can see something so easily that it's already manifested on another plane. So,
yeah, it is.
Cool.
It's out there. I just need to draw what I see.
I can't wait to see it.
Well, I will begin working on that. I was wanting to do some borders with different break lines and different patterns, and it was kind of in my mind as the next thing I was going to tinker with.
going to be
awesome. And here
awesome.
We are.
Yeah. Okay. Love it when it works like this. Perfect synchronicity.
Yeah, game on. All right. So, anyway, so we are at about 15 minutes away from the top of the hour, and this is the point in the show where we generally ask our guests to tell the listeners how to get in touch with them, to find their music, or whatever it is you want to share about getting in touch with you.
Well, the easiest thing is gingerdoss.com. GINGERDOSS, like Doss the Boss. And which I say that because people call me that sometimes. And it's kind of a long story. Anyway, yes, and there you will find all the links that will take you everywhere, because I'm everywhere also. You can just Google me. I'm on, you know, Amazon and iTunes and YouTube and SoundCloud and Spotify and Bandcamp and Reverb Nation. And so there's a bunch of places you can find me. But if you just go to my website, all of my music is always there, available for download at a name your price. You can choose your price to download any of my music. And you can listen to my entire library of music for free all the way through. So it's a great place to go for all things Ginger Doss. I have a bunch of videos and pictures and blog and all kinds of things. So I would love it if you'd stop by my website and take a cruise around and connect with me to let me know that you heard me tonight, and let me know what you think about my music. And I love hearing from people, and I welcome you to get in touch with you. Now, I can't always get right back, but I definitely will get back to you. So I would love to hear from any of you, and it's just such a pleasure for me to connect through music. It's one of the greatest joys of being a songwriter in this beautiful, awesome, magical community of folks. I just love meeting new folks and making new connections.
Well, it was definitely great seeing you at Caldera. I'm actually looking at the website right now and looking at the photos and all the pictures from Caldera Fest here.
Yeah.
And one of the pictures I saw, I don't know, the first time we talked to you, I went to this website, and there's a picture of you leaning against a fence post. And is that Texas? Is that where,
taken in Texas? That was taken by Beck Helso at the start of our duo together. That was in 2007, which is crazy because it's 10 years ago now.
Yeah,
so that Alex Bledsoe used that picture as an inspiration for one of his characters in one of his books. He contacted me and said, "Is it okay if I use your picture as my inspiration?" I'm like, "Absolutely! Are you kidding?" And she was kind of a badass in his book, so you know, I was all about it. I'm like, "Sure thing." Go for it.
All right, even better. If you want to stick around for a few minutes, it's time for Robin to tell everybody how to get in touch with us.
Yay.
Okay. So if you'd like to get in touch with Terry or myself, you can email us at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. And we read those emails, but if you will be so kind as to put something unique in the subject line so we know what it's about, not just something like hi or, you know, a question, but be specific. Say, question pertaining to the radio show or question about the radio show, question about a workshop,
Come speak at our event,
yes.
You know, something like that.
Yeah, something that we will realize is a priority for us to look at, because we get a lot of mail, as you might imagine. The other way to get a hold of us is through through Facebook, of course. And we have a couple of Facebook pages. The first one, of course, is Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings on Facebook. And then, of course, there are there's our personal Facebook pages. Mine is Robin A. McKean, and Terry's is Rev, R-E-V, Terry Power, H-P. And that's the Facebook pages that you can reach us at.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing all of that. A couple of programming notes. Let's see. Just wanted to let you guys know and remind everybody that we are on 5 nights a week. And Sunday night, we've got An Emerging Forest with Alan Ritter. Monday night is Voice of Olympus with Hercules Invictus and Athena Victory. Tuesday night, of course, is Robin and myself with the Power Hours. And Wednesday night is Economics and the Spiritual Path. And, of course, Thursday night, rounding out the week, is our Under a Shady Tree with an opportunity for Robin and I to talk with all kinds of cool people, mostly in the pagan community. So, including tonight's very fun time. So, Ginger, thank you for being with us.
It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Terry and Robin. It was fun.
It was great to have you on. Yeah, you're always a lot of fun. We love having you on.
Now, we still got a few more minutes. We don't have to go yet.
Can you tell me what's going on? Can you tell me what's going on with you guys? I mean, within the couple
sure.
minutes that you
Robin,
got.
Sure, go ahead.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, let's see. We have an upcoming event we're going to, and we're kind of on the planning committee of this. It's going to kind of be interesting. It's in New Jersey, central New Jersey, and it's like a Renaissance fair, except it's not going to be during the Renaissance period. It's going to be during Sumeria, and there will be people wandering around. Yeah, there'll be people wandering around dressed as Sumerian gods and goddesses that'll talk to you and you can interact with.
Oh, how awesome!
It's going to be a lot of fun, and you know you don't have to dress up, but if you do want to dress up, you know it's pretty easy. Sandals and you know. A caftan, and you're good.
Yeah, and the website for the organizing group is going to have some costuming ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the Sumerian stuff is kind of cool, and
there will be workshops and vendors and food, and it's all going to be in theme, and we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a unique event. So that's go to Hands of Change.
.org
you know, look for information. Yeah, it's really a lot of fun.
Oh God, I would absolutely love to check that. I would love to go if I could. I totally would.
Well, it's
good
June,
luck with that.
9th, 10th. Yeah, June 9, 10, and 11. I believe
Excellent.
That's the date.
Okay.
So double checking. Yep, 9, 10, and 11 June.
Wow, okay, very cool. I'm going to check it out. And if I'm nearby, I will definitely come visit.
Oh, we would love to have you.
Check it out.
Yeah, well, stick around with us after the show, and let's talk again for a couple of minutes after. So
sounds good.
And let's see. Of course, we're going to be back at Caldera Fest.
Excellent.
We've already
been
asked to come back as media. So we'll get to hang out with some of the artists and make new friends. And yeah,
excellent.
So
give them my love. I won't be there this year, but hopefully be there year after.
All right. Well, I tell you, October is going to be a whole lot better time of year for Lafayette, Georgia.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, last year
absolutely.
We were there. It was so freaking hot.
Yep. Yeah.
We were all melting.
Oh yeah.
And
yes,
then making mud pies.
I remember
It was, yeah.
it was
brutal.
It was brutal.
I grew up an hour from there. I grew up in Chattanooga. So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was back home.
But still, it doesn't mean you can handle direct sunlight for,
yeah.
You know, at high 90s, man. That's rough on anybody. And, it was rough on me, and I grew up in Texas, and we get the worst kind of heat imaginable, and I was dying.
Yeah, it was brutal, but it was so much fun.
Every,
and the energy and the people and
yes,
yeah, I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
And right, it was worth every drop of sweat because it didn't matter that we were all little puddles with eyeballs. We were all smiling and just glowing little puddles with eyeballs.
Yeah, it was an amazing time. And to know that, all of us that were there, we were there for the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever
yes.
happened going forward, we were there for the first Caldera Fest.
Number one. Yep. It's going to be living in our minds and souls forever.
Indeed. Indeed. And you were saying something, and this is a complete aside, but you were talking about the church you attended growing up in Houston?
Yes.
You said it was St. Martin's? Is that where you were confirmed?
Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was confirmed in St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Are you kidding me?
No.
we keep finding this stuff. Terry, I'm telling you, we need to do a pathline progression or something. Because there is something going on here. We got to figure out where we know each other from. Maybe it's some area.
Yeah, maybe. You have to come over and walk like a Sumerian and hang with us that weekend.
Walk like a Sumerian. Yeah, I need to do that song. I'm totally stupid.
All right. Well, thanks again for being with us. Just hanging out with you even for an hour is a joy, and the
likewise.
Only bad part is that we have to say goodnight, but do very much enjoy having you with us, so thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, and thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure. I hope to do it again soon.
All right. Well, stick around for a couple of minutes, and we'll chat after. But right now, I believe it is simply time to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.